and welcome to Mormon Channel. One of my personal goals in life has always been to learn to be more organized. I think we all know someone in our lives who remembers every birthday, or their house is always spotless, and they send holiday cards out to everybody. And I know, at least personally, I always wonder, how are they able to do that? How do they have the time for that? Being organized isn't something that we are just born with, but fortunately, it is a skill that we can develop. We can do this by cultivating healthy habits and make small daily changes. First, we can learn to write things down. The worst lie you can tell yourself is, "I don't need to write that down, I'll remember that." Write things down. When you write things down, it allows you to remember things more permanently. You can make a grocery list, a things to do list, important dates list, etc. And now with the smartphones that we have, you can set yourself reminders and even write down all of your lists on your phone, which is really nice and convenient. You can also set schedules and deadlines. My mother is a very organized person. She has a set time and place for everything. One thing that I have noticed is that organized people don't waste time. This is true for all the organized people I know. They make goals and set deadlines to meet them. The deadlines might be to write a thank you note for Katie tomorrow, or to have the laundry done by the end of the week. Whatever the goal may be, make sure you set realistic goals that you can accomplish. Also, try giving everything a home. Nothing is worse than really needing something and not knowing where to find it in that moment. Or you go to look in the place where it's supposed to be and it's not there. Keeping your life organized means keeping your things in their proper place. Make your life easier by labeling your storage space. Group your things by their similarities and make them easily accessible to you. You don't want to get too overwhelmed and feel like you need to organize everything all at once. Start with one area in your home that can use some reorganization and go from there. Pick a small spot to organize first, and once you're done, move on to another. Remember to declutter, declutter, declutter. Make sure that you declutter daily. This doesn't mean you have to spend hours and hours cleaning up every day. Perhaps give yourself 10 to 15 minutes to just do a walkthrough around your home and throw things away that you don't need. You can also take a couple minutes just to organize and do a quick cleanup. Things don't just stay organized on their own. They need to be reorganized continuously and consistently. Try not to get overwhelmed. Don't feel like you need to do this all on your own. Delegate your responsibilities with those you live with. Just because you want to be more organized doesn't mean your life needs to be overfilled with cleaning and deadlines and meetings. Go through your list and find tasks that you can remove or that you can delegate to someone else. And always work hard. Put in the effort to be organized. And trust me, it will take a lot of effort. Remember, organization isn't just something that happens. It takes work. Just like any other skill or talent that we wish to develop. Being more organized and living an organized life will actually give you less stress. It will help you feel like you have more control in your life. Remember, start with small and consistent changes and you'll get there. And just because life is messy doesn't mean you have to be. The scriptures tell us, organize yourselves and prepare every needful thing and establish a house, even a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God. I hope this was helpful. Tune in to the Mormon Channel Daily Podcast every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration. And make sure to check out MormonChannel.org for more podcasts, music, videos, and daily inspirational quotes.